I've got hundreds of children in front of me that just started a chant of "We want torch, we want torch."
Here in Marketplace in Newbury at the moment, the sun is streaming down. The smell of bacon is permeating the air.
I have lived in this town for the best part of 20 years, Sarah Walker. I have never been as proud as I am of it right now. Abby's here. Do you know what you're coming here to see?
Olympic tour.
That's right, Abby.
Amazing. I can't believe how many people have come out to support everybody that's running, and we are just so proud of John.
Now, you've just got a text, haven't you, from John?
He said it's just absolutely scary, the amount of people that he's seeing on the route so far. It's just totally mind-blowing.
Sarah Fur, 45, from Swallowfield, carrying the torch in front of me. She had a good, gentle jog going on, and as she passed us, because the family are here on the left-hand side of the road, she briefly paused, gave a huge ear-to-ear grin, a massive wave, and you could just see that it was a very emotional and happy and joyous experience. The torches have just kissed. It means that they've passed from one torchbearer to the other. And you're Sarah's mum. Sarah just carried the Olympic torch in front of you. Did you get a good photo?
I did. I managed to get right up there and got right close to her, and she saw me, so I was so thrilled.
Calcott, to be precise, Sarah, yeah, next to the Green BP garage that you may know on the Bath Road as you come in and out of Reading. We have a young torchbearer carrying the Olympic flame out of Reading, and as we have had all the way along the course for today and for yesterday, thousands of people are here taking photographs of the moment.
So it's just gone past me, the torch. Amazing scenes. You just can't believe it until you see it. And I don't think the torchbearer, who was Luke Oliver, could believe it until he got hold of it, because he was kind of looking up at it like he couldn't believe it was in his hands. So yeah, amazing scenes out here, as you might expect. Loads of flags. The only person without a flag was Richard Benyon, one of the local MPs. I said, "Richard, where's your flag?" He said, "Oh, I'll get one in a bit." He was looking pleased, but no flag. I just feel like that's not good enough.
But actually, they're just walking. Whoever is carrying the torch this stretch of Northbrook Street is refusing to be hurried, and quite rightly so, because Newbury has had to wait its turn, as has Basingstoke, where it will travel on to after this.
It's literally just passing me now, this Olympic flame that's representing the spirit of the Olympics. I can see Joseph Robinson. This day is huge for his family. I was talking to them just a moment ago. He was hugging and kissing them as they were at the kissing point. It's now just going on down the road, where a lady called Wendy Shaw is going to take over.
And I'm just watching Emma Coates.